Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Last week, we talked history about Lawrence Lindsley, the great photographer. I was reading from autobiographical sketch that he did, and we'll continue with that this morning. He said, September and October are the best time in the year to get photographs. From that time on, till snow flies, the light is very clear and brilliant. In summertime, I am astir at the first hint of dawn, and with a pocket full of raisins, some dried beef and crackers, I start out with my camera for some chosen position so as to make my picture in the best of the light of the morning sun. In my work, business combined with pleasure, three things are needed. The first is patience. The second is patience. The third is patience. How I love to travel along the dim trails with the pack horses tramping contentedly ahead of me, now here, now there, through the mountain meadows where the horses are allowed a short rest. Then on and on, up I climb to the highest mountain park and pitch my camp, turning the horses loose to wander. Where they will, I too wander. As I work, I dream. Working alone with my camera in the solitude of the eternal mountains, I have become more or less silent, so much that I am called Silent Laurie. For who can describe such scenes as these? Words, mere words fail. Do you wonder at my silence? My studio is located on the ranch, 20 miles up Lake Chelan. I have a dark room, big enlarging room, work room, a lantern slide and coping room, and a chemical and washroom. For enlarging, I use daylight. I find with this outfit, I can do better and quicker printing than I could with electric lights. I do my own developing, printing, and enlarging, tint my own lantern slides. Also, I have a retouching and lettering table where I title and number my negatives. I have a big chest full of tools and make everything I can right here. My hours of work, all the time, from 10 to 18 hours a day. My work takes me into mines, through orchards, over irrigation projects, on trips into the mountains, guiding others, and into national parks. I have just returned from a trip from Lake Chelan on the east side of the Cascade Mountains by way of Railroad Creek through Cloudy Pass, down Agnes Creek, up Stehekin River to Doubtful Lake, through Cascade Pass, and down Cascade River to Marble Mount on the west side of the Cascades. That was with Mary Roberts Reinhart. The trip lasted 2 weeks and was through some of the grandest mountain scenery in the state of Washington. The success of my work, I owe it all to my mother, who was my guide, counselor, and chum through all the years of struggle, tinting my lantern slides, pointing out where to improve pictures, etc. Last fall, we made the last camp together, and she went out over the trail and across the great divide to the shining mountains from whence there is no return. Her last counsel was for me to keep on with my work. I can, and I will. And he did, till he was 95, and crossed the great divide on January 3, 1975. Come to the museum and peruse Lindsley's pictures.